You're listening to the Border Perspective Audio Podcast, broadcasting out of the Rio Grande Valley of South Texas, hosted by Christian Salinas.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I am Christian Salinas. In this week's podcast, we talk to the local directors of a well-known publication that is moving into the U.S. via the Rio Grande Valley. And we also get a chance to talk to a local blogger who writes about little-known eras of Valley history. But we'll go ahead and begin with our conversation with Olga Adame and Sonia Arriague, who are the two entrepreneurs who will be directing the launch of Maxwell Magazine here in the Rio Grande Valley.
My name is Olga Adame, and I'm the director of Maxwell.
Sonia Arriaga with Maxwell.
Before beginning our discussion, Sonia did point out a key feature of their publication.
One thing about our magazine, Maxwell is a bilingual magazine, so it's directed to all the audience here in the Valley.
Both Sonia and Olga then continued with a brief description of the origins of Maxwell Magazine.
It started out of Leon. It's been within the Mexico region within the last 10 years. So it's a magazine that you could actually compare it to a magazine that you'll find in the newspaper newspaper racks.
Vogue,
Glamour.
Ellen. Fue originaria en lo que es Leon, Guanajuato. Era una revista muy pequeña, anunciaba lo que es calzado, anunciaba lo que son zapaterías. Poco a poco fue creciendo, más gente se involucró en publicarse, negocios grandes, marcas. Pegó muy fuerte, fue un impacto, fue una reconocimiento que se hizo en León, Guanajuato, que decidieron no nada más distribuirla en León, Guanajuato, sino abrir más puntos fuertes de México en la región. Poco a poco fueron abriendo 9 regiones, lo que es México, las regiones fuertes de México. Circula más de 100,000 a 150,000 revistas cada 2 meses en esas regiones. La gente la busca, es muy reconocida. So, es un impacto muy impresionante traer una revista que ya es reconocida, que tiene apremaciones, que artistas que han empezado, que ahorita son exitosos, entrar al Valle de Texas es algo muy, muy impactante. La gente está muy emocionada, que no es una, es una revista en el mercado Vogue, Elle, Vanidades, People en español, y está muy emocionada que su negocio va a estar ahí publicado.
Now, it can be said that the local magazine market is actually pretty populated and that the competition can be pretty harsh. So we asked Sonia and Olga if they could explain what will make Maxwell Magazine stand out from the crowd.
I think what it's going to stand out is this is that Maxwell is not a typical advertisement magazine. It's more, it's going to connect the reader with something that's being publicized. It's gonna, the reader's gonna fall in love with the article, actually explaining the service, the product, the item that is being advertised. I think that's gonna be a more intimate connection with the reader and the customer versus any other magazine.
We have articles, anything from home to celebrities, social events. Gourmet, any type of environmental, anything that's going within the community. We also have art, and it's basically covered of all these areas. There are 8 sections within the magazine.
Eventos sociales, el buen vivir, bienestar. Maxwell tiene secciones que captan y enamoran al que lo lee, porque está muy bien compuesto. Más que nada, la portada es siempre va a ser un artista, un actor que va a representar lo que es Maxwell, y adentro siempre va a ser un artículo con algo que se está vendiendo o dando servicio.
In our conversation, It became clear that the key differences between Maxwell and currently available publications will be that Maxwell Magazine will make a serious effort to balance the ratio of advertisements and editorial.
Based on our magazine, it's not just a typical ad. We have our editor that pretty much explains and emphasizes on the points of let it be the business or the product. So we're hoping Maxwell will cover those areas that we're seeking, focusing on the growth of McAllen, the growth of the Valley, and it's composed of editors, designers,
photographers,
people in the media, interviews. So it's very different from magazines that are now in the market.
Another significant exception to Maxwell Magazine is that it is a sold publication, which in Olga's opinion adds to its credibility.
But I think when you have something that it's not free, that you have to actually have to go buy it, I think it's a better impact, because they're not just gonna look into the magazine and throw it away. They're gonna actually gonna keep it and have it on file, like a little library, and go back and say, you know what, in September they got Jennifer Lopez, in December they got another artist, and they'll just keep it, versus just flipping to it and say, okay, this is on sale, and then throw it away. This is something that the reader's actually gonna keep.
In conclusion, Olga and Sonia let us know when and where we can expect to find Maxwell Magazine here in the Rio Grande Valley.
Our first edition will be out in September.
It's every 2 months. You will find it in stands, like your stores would be HEB, Walmart, Walgreens, Barnes & Noble.
You can learn more about Maxwell Magazine on their website, maxwell.com.mx. And you can find up-to-date contact information on their Facebook page by searching Maxwell McAllen within Facebook. And of course, we absolutely want to thank Olga Adame and Sonia Arriague for being guests on our show. We also had a chance this week to talk to Eduardo Martinez, who runs a blog dedicated to Valley history.
Well, my name is Eduardo Martinez, and I'm from Far Texas, and I guess I've lived here most of my life, although I did spend a brief amount of time in West Lake too for a couple of years.
We asked Eduardo what motivated him to create the blog in the first place.
I think like 2 years ago, I watched some videos on YouTube about the Far riots, which actually took place like four blocks from where I live, and they happened in 1971, and that kind of inspired me to start my own blog, kind of detailing different history of FAR, and then I started branching out to different cities also in the Valley.
We asked Eduardo if he could tell us a little more about the FAR riots.
They have, a lot of the locals were protesting because they felt that Mexican-Americans and Mexicans were being mistreated by the local city government and also the local police. And so they're doing a protest here in the streets, which is now known as Hades. And what ended up happening was, in front of this barber shop, it's called Ramos Barber, this guy ended up coming out of the place, and he ended up being an innocent bystander who was shot by a police officer. And it turned into a big riot, and there's actually a song written about it by this great Chicano musician, Romel Fuentes, which kind of details the whole thing. And you can actually find that on YouTube, that song. And it led to a big deal, and it's still kind of discussed in different places. I know it's like in Pan Am, they've discussed it, and Monitor brings it up every once in a while. But it's an interesting piece of history.
Eduardo also talked a little bit about a dark era of Valley history in which racism was an unfortunate part of daily life.
Back in the day, it's easy to read reports about all the schools were run by white people, all the teachers were white, all the principals were white, police officers, government officials, and now it's totally different compared to that time. Actually, there's a great documentary called Valley of Tears, which kind of documents that, but it's about Raymondville, actually, and it kind of documents that same similar story, I guess, that Raymondville and another a lot of other valley cities there where it was I guess kind of like a boys club for white men, like the local school and government, and as Mexicans try to take over those positions. So it's an interesting documentary.
Eduardo then went on to talk about a very unique character of Valley history known to many as Nordrug.
Nordrug was this unique character from West Laco who started like a UFO-based cult. and basically, like, he started it in 1966. And it kind of developed into like this big thing where I guess like, it's still there. People could drive by the Walmart in West Laco and don't notice a large enclosed fence and a house in there. And that's pretty much where they live to this day. But we don't know if that person that started the cult, Nordrug, is still alive. Actually, his real name is Orville T. Gordon. But he decided to spell his last name backwards, Gordon Nordrug. So, basically the cult says that the world's going to end and that UFOs are going to come down and rescue him and his followers in that specific area in West Laco. There's a really terrible hurricane that hit the valley in 1967 called Hurricane Beulah. And there's a funny story that when the hurricane was pretty much destroying the whole valley, Nordrug went to the city of West Laco, and he pretty much said that it wasn't the weather that was doing that. It was a spaceship that was coming down to rescue him that had landed on his property. And he also said that it was going to end in 2000, but nothing really happened at that time either. But they actually had like a long and storied history, like feuding with like the local city government of West Laco, which escalated like in the 1980s where the CIA came and raided their entire property. It's right in our backyard, and it's not something a lot of people know about. And there's actually been like several books where they've written chapters on this character, Nordrug. And which is kind of amazing, you know, he's been a guy who's been written about in several books. You know, the CIA has come down to investigate him. There's been different news reports on him, and he's still somebody that's kind of an obscure figure.
Before concluding our interview, we asked Eduardo if he could tell us what his goals are with his work and his blog.
I just hope to continue building the blog, and eventually I wanted to branch out and work also with certain videos to document different areas of our, or not just far, actually, the whole valley, because I think there's a lot of like really diverse and interesting stories out here in the valley that really should be explored. And hopefully, like in 2012, I'm gonna start like exploring that stuff in video form and uploading videos on YouTube.
We thank Eduardo for being a guest on our show.
Well, yeah, thanks for inviting me. You know, I really appreciate it.
And that's our show for this week. We want to thank our guests Olga Adame and Sonia Arriaga from Maxwell Magazine. We'll have a link available to Maxwell Magazine's official website on our site. And we also want to thank Eduardo Martinez for being with us. We will also have a link to his blog available on our site. The name of his blog is farfromheaven.blogspot.com. And that's all the time we have for this week's episode. This is Christian Salinas thanking you very much for downloading our podcast.
Thank you for downloading the Border Perspective audio podcast. You can find archives of past episodes, more information about all our guests, and our most recent contact information, all on our website, www.bpscast.com. Produced by Border Perspective Studios, an independent digital media company.